We are back with another episode of the Dutch and Denver podcast. We're week two of the NFL, folks. Praise Jesus. Baseball's coming to an end. Hockey's going to start, but football's what's important. I mean, getting anally raped in fantasy football by the only girl in the league. Things like that. That was my week. I'm joined again by the infamous Kyle out in L.A. Kyle. How you doing, buddy?
Awesome, dude. 100% fantastic. Doing great. Hanging in there.
What's the weather like out there, bro?
You know what, dude? It's pretty humid. You know, it's kind of like, it's not hot, but it's humid, and we're not used to that shit. So here, it's just like we're all dying.
Well, so, it fucking snowed here yesterday, and then right now, it's like 81. So from snow to tropical in less than 24 hours. Bravo, Colorado. Fuck yourself. This is bullshit.
Fucking global warming, dude. Barack. I blame Obama.
No, dude. It's actually Al Gore. He invented the internet and, suck it, people who don't believe that. All right, dude. We're going to jump right in. Week one NFL picks. If you guys remember, Kyle and I went down the list, and guess what? Dutch won, obviously. I got 14 out of 16. Kyle got 11 out of 16. It doesn't really matter specifically what they were. I won. So let's jump into week two, buddy. We missed the Steelers game because we're late. I had shit to do this week. Kyle had shit to do. And quite frankly, you guys aren't that important.
Yep.
So we'll go to the first one. Dolphins at Bills. Who you got?
Where do you see this game, Dolphins? Ed, I circled my picks and I can't find. I'm going with the Bills. They beat Chicago on the road. I'm going to take the Bills. Why not?
I'm taking Miami, bro. There's no way. Right, Jacksonville at Redskins.
Redskins, unfortunately.
I'm going to have to agree with you there. Cowboys at Titans.
Ugh. Emotional picks, man. This is the hard shit.
Don't worry, dude. We're going to talk about your game and the epic failure that is your team. Tony Romo, 3 interceptions first half. That's par for the course, bitch.
Not shocked at all. You know what? I'm going to go with the Cowboys on this game.
Dude, I'm picking Tennessee just to pick against you.
All right.
Cardinals at Giants.
I'm going to take the Cardinals.
That's who I've got. All right. Pats at Vikings. Obviously the Patriots.
Patriots.
The Aints at Browns. Jesus, what? Saints, if you can't do it this week,
seriously,
kill yourselves. You're ruining Kyle's book here. By the way, our NFL bets last weekend, I was 2 for 2. No, 3 for 3, because I had a little extra one. Kyle was 0 for 2.
Yep.
So you're taking the Saints, though?
I am taking the Saints, dude. You got to beat the Browns. If you can't, F yourself.
Falcons at Bungles.
Falcons at the... You know what?
I'm taking Bungles.
Yep, taking the Bengals. Why not?
Lions at Panthers.
Taking the Lions.
Obviously. Rams at Bucks. Going with the Bucks.
You know, it's a tough game. I'm going to go with the, yeah, probably the Bucks as well.
So are you going to copy all my picks, or?
No, dude, I'm accurate. I mean, so far we disagree with the Bills.
You're not accurate. And last week would prove that you're not accurate.
11 for 16 is
14 for 16. Right? Suck it, Cowboy fan.
You probably sucked off every coach in the league just to get that ratio. All right? So I want to hear it.
Still got it. All right, dude. Hawks at Chargers.
Let's see. Hawks at... Let's take the Hawks.
All righty, then. I mean, That's another obvious one. Texans at Raiders. Holy shit, what a bad game.
The Matt Schaub reunion, bro. But this time, I'm going to go with Houston.
You're actually going to pick Houston over the Raiders? Yeah, me too. Yeah. I can never pick the Raiders.
Houston's the one. Yep, bro. Houston, bro.
All right. Jets at Packers.
Packers. Cheeseheads all the way.
Here we go. The Chiefs at Denver. Dun, 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 dun.
It's tough, dude.
Fucking Denver.
Tough.
What's wrong with you?
It's tough, bro. It's so
Pick
tough.
The Chiefs. Go ahead. Lose another one.
Taking the Broncos.
Yep. Bears at Niners. Niners.
Yep. 49ers for sure, unfortunately.
Colin Eagles at Colts.
It would not surprise me this was an upset and the Colts won, but
I'm picking the upset.
Yeah, I'm taking the Eagles.
Yeah.
On that one. But would not surprise me. So we disagree with what the Bills and the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's it.
And Cowboys, Titans. You want the Titans, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, we got two games. So okay. We're really going to – this separate the men from the boys. You can either make up two games or lose another two. It'll probably be losing another two, but that's fine.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. We're going to talk about Ray Rice, who is the biggest – actually, second biggest piece of shit in the whole fucking world. He's too stupid to be the first. We'll talk about Adrian Peterson kicking the shit out of his own kid. Bravo, buddy. Broncos game. We'll talk about the Cowboys game. We're going to do a little ex-girlfriend chatting, specifically one. And I don't know if it really is really my ex as much as... Yeah, I don't think they listen to the podcast, so we'll be good with that story. I'll talk about the Trojans game, because that was a huge win over Stanford. Fuck you, Stanford. You guys might be able to build rocket ships, but we win football games and make condoms.
That's what matters.
All right, so we're not going to harp on this Ray Rice thing. Well, we might, but you guys have heard about this all week. And I need to get my sense in, which I have in the past. A, Ray Rice should be in prison and never play football again. B, Roger Goodell should join him. C, Stephen A. Smith should fuck himself and shut his stupid son of a bitch mouth. Dude, fuck you, Stephen A. Smith. Wait a minute, I have a question for you, Stephen, and I'm going to tweet you this podcast so you listen to it. Did Adrian Peterson's kid provoke him? Oh, no, wait. A 4-year-old didn't provoke an adult? So a female didn't provoke an NFL football player? Fuck you, Stephen A. Smith. You're just taking this out because you're a mouthpiece for ESPN. Yep, I used to shove your fat little head in lockers when you were in high school. Little fuckers like you, I used to kick the shit out of you and shove you in lockers in high school. Any mouthpiece for ESPN should be fired in jail. You know, Adam Schefter, who now is outraged, fat, sweaty Jay Glazer. Basically anyone who is affiliated with any major sports broadcasting network. So here's my question. We all saw the video. Ray Rice knocked her the fuck out. If you go back to the podcast, you will hear me saying, duh, he knocked her the fuck out. People just don't become unconscious because of domestic violence. She was drunk. Well, he was charged with domestic violence. So, put two and two together. I have another question. Roger Goodell, the first time he talked to Ray Rice, and he was like, I dragged my unconscious girlfriend out of an elevator. How the fuck do you think she got that way, Roger? Seriously, you ginger bitch!
She was drunk. She passed out and drank too much, and that's what happened, man.
Oh, so you saw the video of her, like, walking into the elevator, totally fine, you know, jarring Ray Rice and things like that. They get in the elevator for 5 seconds, and then she comes out passed out. Like, alcohol works quick, but it doesn't work that quick.
She drank way too much. It happened right then and there, dude.
Oh, all right. So then when he drags her out and she comes to, because usually when I'm passed out, I'm done for a good 10 hours. So when she comes to like 4 minutes later, was that just the alcohol wearing off? What the fuck do you think happened in that elevator? How stupid are you?
Dude, it must have been like the gas or something. A gas pipe maybe?
No, I'll tell you what. I'm not stupid at all. I'm Roger fucking Goodell. I'm a ginger and I have no soul. I've been hired by the owners to make their star players. Fuck you, Ray Rice. You're not even that good. eligible. So Ray Rice sat down and said, look, man, I knocked that bitch out. And Roger Goodell's like, that's fine, dude. Ozzy, the owner of the Ravens, has paid me, let's see, I get $16 million a year, so $500,000 to give you a two-game suspension. I mean, we got to keep face, but let's just hope this shit never gets out. And then we got Ozzy, the Ravens. Fuck you guys, too, all right? You got Ray Rice, who is beating the shit out of his wife. You've got Suggs, who's doing the same goddamn thing, but he just puts a little bleach on there to cover shit up. And then you got Ray Lewis, who's fucking killing two people. You guys are the new Raiders of the East Coast. Bravo. Fuck you. I'm fired up about this, dude. This is bullshit. All right, and then all the people on ESPN, well, I'm just so shocked. Again, how the fuck do you think she got knocked out?
I'm shocked, dude. I told you she drank too much, and there was a leaky gas, ma'am, and she passed out.
You know what? And the other day, I was driving on the highway, and pigs were fucking flying.
That happens too, bro. I mean, the fact that Ray Rice can be so violent, I mean, good Lord, man. I mean, what is the world coming to?
Yeah. And that's another thing. This is back to Stephen A. Smith, who's the biggest piece of shit in the world. You're above Roger Goodell, dick wagon. So Stephen A. Smith implied that she might have provoked him. A female cannot provoke an NFL football player. All right? Unless your name is Darren, a female cannot provoke you to kick her ass. Okay, and the only reason I bring that person up is because he's not going to kick his ass. His girlfriend would whip the shit out of him. He could fight back as hard as he wanted, and nothing would happen. It'd still be black eyes and bruises. But then again, he's a scrawny little bitch. He is not an NFL football player. So when you're going through a casino and your wife smacks you, what do? I knock that bitch out. Fuck you, Ray Rice, piece of shit. You don't hit a woman. I'm sorry. I'm a bad person, all right? I gamble too much. I drink too much. I lie. I cheat. I steal. I do horrible, horrible things to people. I don't hit women.
Well, I'll tell you this, dude. Obviously, if you see the video in slow motion, he was trying to give her a hug with his one hand, and then she walks into it. I mean, it's just that's how it looked to me, obviously.
I mean, I don't know how you give hugs, but, I mean, that left hook was that was a decent hug, Ray Rice. You're a piece of shit. I'm going to start this new thing, and we're going to do this at the beginning of football season, and it's going to be piece of shit of the year. And I want you people to find us on Twitter, at Dutch in Denver, or I'll get an email out. And I want you guys to find the biggest piece of shit in the world,
and
you nominate him, and explain it, and then we'll, I don't know how we'll do it, we might vote or something like that. But we'll do the biggest piece of shit in the world. And right now, I'd like to nominate the trifecta. Because this is one giant steaming heap of shit. Ray Rice, Roger Goodell, and Stephen A. Smith.
But not Adrian Peterson, because, you know, beating up kids is totally fine.
Well, we're going to get to that.
I mean, that's all right. We'll let that
we're going to get to that.
Every child deserves a mulligan. I mean...
I don't even know where to start with AP. He released a statement today. All right, so if you guys haven't known, Adrian Peterson has been indicted by a grand jury, which, A, serious shit, unlike, I don't know, beating up his child or neglect or something horrible. Remind you, he has already had one child die from abuse. And I don't really want to point fingers, but I'm going to say it, dude. Maybe the girlfriend or whoever killed the first kid. This sounds fucking horrible, but, I mean, we got to be real here. Maybe whoever beat the shit out of the first kid to the point of dying, I don't know, might be Adrian Peterson or learn something from him.
You're going there. All right.
So, allegedly what happens is AP has his kid there, wherever he is, living in Minnesota or whatever, knocks the kid around a little bit. AP claims it was a spanking. But the kid's got bruises on, like, his arms, scratches on his legs, bruises on the stomach. So I don't know how you spank Adrian Peterson, but it usually doesn't involve, like, fucking scissor hands claws on some kid's leg. How fucking stupid are, again, here we go again. Well, dude, she just passed out in the elevator. No, she didn't. You fucking kicked the shit out of her. Dude, I just spanked my kid. No, you didn't. You cut him up like goddamn serial killer. Fuck you, Adrian Peterson. Man up. And, oh, that's another thing. If you guys want, and if you have a problem with this, and if you think that AP's in the right, or if you think that Ray Rice is in the right, find me on Twitter, okay? I will give you my personal number. I will find you, and I will curb stomp your face. These people on Twitter are like, oh, TMZ needs to lay off of Ray. Fuck you. TMZ needs to drill that stupid son of a bitch to the floor. Hey. All right, so back to Adrian Peterson. So the guy beats the shit out of his kid and sends him back to Texas, where, I don't know, somebody turns him into the cops and is like, hey, look at this kid. He's been fucked up. Texas issues a warrant. AP goes turn himself in. He's out on $15,000 bond. Oh, seriously, you get caught selling a dime bag of meth and you're in there for $100,000 bond.
Yep.
Money buys justice. I love it. Only in America. Fuck you. So now he's turned himself in. He releases a statement that says, hey, you know what? I spanked the kid. And again, we're back to the goddamn Edward Scissorhands. Why does the kid look like he's part of a slasher video? Like, there's pictures online. You guys go find him for yourself. I'm sure somebody, he's going to claim that they're faked or whatever. But that was not a spanking, okay? That was an ass whipping, and I don't know how old the kid is, 4, 5, 6. Those kids don't get ass whippings. The marks had blood in them, maybe a scab or two. That's not fucking right. First of all, don't never beat a child. Secondly, who beats their kid and then sends them on an airplane like, yeah, this is totally fine? The same motherfucker that beat his earlier kid with his degenerate bitch wife, and that kid died. Fuck you, Adrian Peterson. Fuck you, Ray Rice. And where's Stephen A. Smith coming to the crusade? Well, I'll tell you what. That four-year-old, wait a minute, he might have provoked the NFL running back to kick the shit out of him. I just, god damn it. What is going on in the NFL?
I heard something different. I heard the first kid, it was his ex-wife and her new boyfriend. I heard the boyfriend is what kicked the shit out of his first child and killed him. Wasn't AP, was it?
Allegedly this was the story. But now doesn't it seem weird that, come on, dude. I mean, one kid is dead because of abuse that you were involved with past or previous, I don't know. And now you're being indicted by a grand jury for more child abuse.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you guys are like getting together and having a child abuse ring, and Ray Rice is just so short that he thinks grown-ups are childs, or I don't know. But I mean, this is getting out of hand, dude. The beating up on the sense on the weak and not weak like in a Judd kind of way, but you know, beat up on women and kids. Does that make you more of a man, Ray Rice? I'm calling you out, fucker. You're a piece of shit. Kill yourself. Same with you, Adrian Peterson. Does that make you more of a man, beating up your kid? I mean, didn't your team get... Nope, they're going to get owned. Nope, you're not going to play this week, so it's not really going to matter. Yeah, you guys are just degenerate pieces of shit. Not even good degenerates.
Yep.
I'm so pissed. And Roger Goodell, fuck you trying to cover it up. There's no way that this was bought. We gotta get off this before I have a goddamn aneurysm. Let's give you one, dude. How about them Cowboys last week?
Oh, goddammit. Dush, I'm gonna kill you. Let's go back to talking about Ray Rice. Because Ray Rice just sounds better to me.
I think the 49ers just Ray Rice the Cowboys.
Oh, dude, I mean, knowing Jerry Jones, we'll probably pick up Ray Rice next week and find a way to play him anyway. We'll just like change his name legally from Ray Rice to Ray Bryce or something stupid.
Michael Irvin?
Probably. Just find a way to play him and get some production out of him. But yeah, dude, I mean, the Cowboys lost terribly. I'm not shocked at all. I kind of saw it coming. It surprised me that Romo throws three picks in the first quarter. Absolutely not, because he sucks. And, you know, what can I say? It's the same old Cowboys just fucking around and just, you know, really acting like pieces of shit. Yeah, what can I say?
Actually, you know, I can see Jerry Jones grabbing him and be like, come on here, little feller. At least you didn't stab her with scissors, because we've been down there.
And speaking of which, what is the story I hear about Jerry Jones and a prostitute for sexual harassment? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, apparently Jerry Jones sexually harassed a hooker. But then again, if you're not sexually harassing a hooker, you're doing it wrong. Like, that's why you get a hooker, is to do dirty shit to them. Things you couldn't do to your secretary. So, like, I don't know what this hooker's complaining about.
Hey, I gotta say, I don't care what the reason is. We live in a day and age now where everyone's getting forced to leave for something stupid. But Roger Goodell, before you leave, you need to fire Jerry Jones, okay? It's sexual harassment against women. I mean, all these women are outraged about, you know, these man beatings like Ray Rice and shit. Jerry Jones is just as bad for sexual harassment. Get his ass out of there, and then, you know, that'll be your saving grace.
Do you understand that Jerry Jones and the other owners are the ones who hire Roger Goodell, right?
I don't give a shit. All right, Roger Goodell, it's time you man up and drop your sack. And if you want to save your own job, you feed him to the wolf. You say, here, ladies, guess what? This is Jerry Jones, this sexual 80-year-old deviant.
Molesting hookers. Only in Texas would that hooker be like, hey, that old guy touched me funny. Fuck you. No, Roger Goodell can't do this, because Roger Goodell's ass needs to be fucking fired, or, like, I don't know how you get rid of the commissioner of football for being a huge piece of shit, but he needs to go. And we're not getting started about this again. I'll make a list of the people who need to be fired, and I'll put it on Twitter, at Dutch in Denver, and I'm going to hunt all those guys down. Like, I mentioned them, and they're usually pretty good at responding to random people calling them pieces of shit, you know, because they're stand-up people to begin with. But I didn't get a response from anybody. You know, the holier-than-mighty Adam Schefter, who, if you guys go back, he might have defended Ray Rice a little bit. Like, well, let's just wait and see why the woman passed out in the elevator for 4 minutes and then woke back up.
Alcohol, bro.
Yeah, because alcohol works that well. I mean, I'm currently under the influence and I'm not passing out. When I do, I'm not going to get up 4 minutes later and be like, oh, geez, where are my shoes and what's going on? Not to mention with a fucked up face.
Yeah. Well, the face is explainable. She hit her head on the way down, got herself a bruise, and then it was the alcohol that made her feel funny. I mean, it's that simple.
So what about the other side of her face? Like, the rail did a job on it, but what about the side that Ray Rice's fist did a job on?
Dude, you and I both know if this had been like a police officer, the police would have been like, oh, well, you know, the tape doesn't really say everything about the
secret. And that's secret with Ray Rice. It was a love tap.
Yeah.
From a giant piece of shit.
Exactly.
All right, so the Cowboys suck. Dude, when is this going to change? Like, this isn't even funny. This isn't fun anymore.
It's not fun for you. How the fuck do you think I feel as a fan, dude?
I mean, Tony Romo is absolute garbage.
Yes, he is.
Picks in the first quarter or first half, and then you lose the game. Like, Peyton Manning might throw three picks, fuck you, Super Bowl, and then win the game. But, I mean, this is a reoccurring pattern with him. Who are we going to blame for this? Is Tony Romo a bad decision maker, or does his receivers give up on him?
It's Jerry Jones, dude. It all goes back to him. He's a GM. He's willing to decide, hey, let's hire 5 different offensive coordinators and about 3 defensive coordinators, and every time we call a play, we'll run it through Bill Callahan, who then goes back to Jason Garrett, who then whispers to Jerry Jones' press box, who then walks all the way down onto the field and licks Tony Romo's ear, and then says, oh, here, you know, you got to run this play, and have fucking Romo has to audible with 2 seconds left on the fucking clock.
No, but all right, so you're blaming Jerry Jones because the receiver coach and the quarterback coach aren't on the same page. So the receivers aren't there, or does Romo suck, or do his receivers suck? I mean, Jerry Jones isn't playing the game. Yeah, he's a dumb shit, and he put Tony Romo in there He's built the team. But, I mean, at some point, you got to blame somebody other than him. I mean, three picks is not Jerry Jones' fault.
Well, no, he gave his ass an extension. What idiot's going to say, like, whoa, you know, you won one playoff game in your fucking whole career. Let's give you a $150 million contract because, you know, obviously you're Peyton Manning and Drew Brees-esque. So, you know, I blame him, dude. It's his fault. The coaches suck because of you. The players suck because of you. If you're
all right, so Tony Romo sucks.
Exactly.
And the receivers, except for Dez Bryant. All right, I can live with that.
So, I mean, that's how it is. Do you know any company in America that would say, well, you know, you haven't won the last 17 years, but you know what? You were really good 30 years ago. So let's give you an extension immediately because you're so...
No, good. But that's a faulty argument. I hate when people do that, that, like, the NFL, it's like, hey, do you know any company that's run like... Fuck no, dude. This is professional goddamn sports. Nothing's run like this. If I went in there and I kicked the shit out of my girlfriend and it was filmed and then I lied about it, my boss covered it up, and then it turns out that I really did kick the shit out of her and knock her the fuck out, you think I'd still have a job? You think I, first of all, you think I wouldn't be in jail? Not on probation for 1 year. As long as I don't knock her out again, we're all right. But guess what, bitch? That 1 week anniversary on February... Lights out.
What does that say about her, though? I mean, back then they weren't married. It was just a fiance.
Dude, don't do this. Don't go down this road.
Is she a gold digger, then?
Don't go down this road. Do not go down this road of blaming the woman for sticking in an abusive relationship, dude. Apparently, it's hard to get out of. It's a certain type that's allowed to be abused, and they just stick around with it. But it's never... her fault, dude. You're an NFL fucking football player.
So you didn't leave. You wouldn't leave if you got your ass kicked.
That's the whole thing, dude. That's the argument that's been made for the rest. Why don't you just leave? Well, maybe he threatened her. Hey, you know what? If you leave me, I will find you and I'll fucking kill you. Which it wouldn't. I wouldn't put it past Ray Rice, you piece of shit. No, but I mean, I guess that's the thing, is that they're so afraid. And these men are so controlling that, I mean, they really believe, and through no fault of their own, do not get me wrong, there's only one fault in domestic violence, and that is the male, unless your name's Darren, and then it's that bitch's fault. But seriously, dude, I've dated a lot of girls in my day, and I've never hit one of them, and I would never hit them because it'd be lights out for them. Fuck you, Ray Rice. I mean, I'm bigger than they are. I'm stronger. It's just, it's not what you do. You do not ever hit a woman no matter what. If she shoots you in the dick, you limp the fuck away and you call the cops. Well. You don't hit a chick. Well, it's not that hard.
Dick. Getting shot in the dick, I would say, would, I don't know, might change perspective.
No, dude, you limp the fuck away and you don't hit a chick. First of all, you probably shouldn't have let a girl have a gun. I mean, we're in a whole different...
shot in the dick. I mean, come on now. Come on.
No, dude. Fucking you cannot do it, all right? You cannot hit a woman no matter what. Unless you're Darren, and then you have to, because that bitch is going to rule you.
Yep. Or if you get shot in the dick.
No, dude. You can't... No, we're not doing that. If you get shot in the dick, you can't hit a chick. Or stab her with scissors, Michael Irving.
Nope, sir.
Or somebody else. Or kill someone, OJ. All right, they're ladies. They're not... Fucking deal with them. You're telling me you couldn't get away from her when we were in an elevator together. How long had you guys been together before that? 5 hours and she was acting stupid? You couldn't have left? No, dude, I had to get her in a closed spot so I could knock her the fuck out because I'm Ray Rice and I'm a goddamn piece of shit.
Yep. Dude, you need to ask the Twitter people if there's any girls out there who suffered through, like...
No, dude, we're not doing this. Yeah. I'm not doing this fucking DV mediation. Not doing it, bro.
I don't understand why you say. I know it's threatening and all, but at some point you gotta fucking have like. Don't you have like one family member who's tough? You know, like a dad to run to or a brother to run to and say, "Oh, well, so and so, my boyfriend's kicking my ass." Then you know, you have to have somebody in your life. You know, I don't understand how you stay. You know what? She should have left. Okay. I understand he's a victim, but at the same time, he's a rich fucking millionaire athlete, and she stayed.
Dude.
And she stayed.
I'm not even touching this.
I am.
Some woman is going to murder you.
If you get your ass kicked and you stay, guy or girl, Your ass needs to fucking leave.
Dude, it's a psychological thing, all right? I can't explain it. It just, it is what it is. And we're not going to pull the audience like, hey, if you've been knocked around by your old man, find us and tell us why you stayed. No.
Anonymously, yeah. Well, I'm curious.
All right. Curious. Only had $10 million. Whatever. You still can't hit a chick. Fuck you, Ray Rice. And stop hitting your kids, Adrian Peterson, you piece of shit.
Which one's worse, beating up your fiance or beating up your kid? Which one's worse?
Dude, I think they're equal. Like, those are... Those are both no-nos. Like, you can spank your kid when he's bad, you can spank your fiance when she asks for it, but you don't get to knock either one of them out. Especially, like, okay, so you're one of the most elite athletes in the world. You have special rules, okay? Like, Mike Tyson doesn't get to go around punching people in the face in bar fights, all right? He's a fucking boxer, all right? He has different rules for what he can do with his fist that's acceptable. Okay, Adrian Peterson, the piece of shit that he is, fuck you, dude. And Ray Rice, the bigger piece of equally big piece of shit that he is, you guys don't get to go hit women or children. You're in the NFL, all right? You have a different set of rules. I mean, A, you never hit a child or a woman, okay? But it's more severe when you're an elite athlete with a finely tuned body that could bench press 500 pounds, which, by the way, Ray Rice, I'll shoot you in the fucking face. And then you couldn't bench press dick, you fucking... God, I hate it. Cannot hit chicks or kids, Adrian Peterson. Yeah, I'm fired up about this, dude. I'm real pissed. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just pissed. This is such bullshit.
And you can't sexually harass hookers as well.
See, and I'm going to take Jerry Jones' side on this, because I've never done this, taking Jerry Jones' side. But, dude, if you're going to sexually harass somebody, it might as well be a hooker.
Well, I don't care. You know what? You're right, but I just want him gone. So whatever excuse gets his ass out the door.
Dude, he needs to do something racist. Because apparently Roger Goodell is totally fine with everything but racism.
Well, what hooker was it? Was it a black hooker? Or like an Asian?
I doubt that.
It's a minority hooker. That would be fantastic.
I bet you it was a 19 to 21-year-old blonde with tits bigger than watermelons. Yeah, and I'm stereotyping here, so fuck you guys. Yeah, I think it was a young blonde who was just dumber than shit. And he's just like, well, I banged this old guy, and we videotaped it, and here it is. And people are like, do you know who that is? And she's like, yeah, an old guy, ew. They're like, that's Jerry fucking Jones. So her friends explained this to her, probably her male friends who are like Redskins fans or Philly fans or something. And they're like, dude, you should just say he sexually harassed you. And she's like, okay, though, he touched me funny. I mean, I'm a hooker, and he paid me to fuck me, but it was weird. Fuck yeah, it was weird. It's goddamn Jerry Jones. Guy's 80. Alright, you got paid probably more than you should have, so just shut the fuck up.
Knowing Jerry Jones, yeah, he probably overpaid her.
Oh, yeah. Well, after she cleaned his glasses.
Give you some money. Romo, dude, come in here and tickle my balls.
Tony Romo's the one making the complaint. Alright, Jerry, I've had enough. It's Mr. Jones to you, homo. I mean, that $150 million was nice, but you can't fondle me anymore. Yes, I can. All right, one more time. Another day in the Cowboys locker room / ownership office or whatever. Oh, my God.
It's a mess.
We talked about a Broncos game and how they suck. You're up 24-0 at halftime, and you win the game by 7, 31-24. Jack Del Rio, fuck you, dude. You suck. Denver defense, fuck you guys. You suck. Von Miller, you are awful. Where the hell were you all week? Nowhere. The only person on our team that played on defense was not Bradley Roby. I'm going to yell at him later. DeMarcus Ware, an ex-Cowboy. Yeah. Bradley Roby made some good plays. He got burned a lot, though, too. I'm not doing this trade-off shit. You know, one pick for one given up touchdown. Nope, not doing it. The defense is awful once again, so nothing has changed. John Fox is an awful coach who gets a lead, plays. I'm not even going to call it conservative. When John Fox gets a lead, what he does is he bends over and says, all right, we fucked you the first half. It's your turn to fuck us. And I mean, that's what the Colts did. And then he turned around and was like, oh, shit, we might lose this game, so maybe let's not be dick fucks for a play. That game should have been 48-0.
48-0. Wow.
And the Broncos decided they were going to let the Colts fuck them in the ass for the second half of the game and barely squeak by with a win. Not impressed at all. And if you find me on that Twitter and you tweet me a win's a win, I'm going to find you and break your fucking face. A win is not a win. All right?
A win
These
is a win.
These bullshit wins against shit wagon teams is not a win. All right, when we pound Kansas City next weekend, or actually tomorrow, holy shit. All right, that's a win. All right, if we beat KC by 3, it might as well be a loss. Because we're going to do the same thing. Great season, go to the Super Bowl, be fucking embarrassed.
Yep.
So shut the hell up, criticize your team. Peyton Manning didn't look that sharp either. Which, I mean, I'm not real happy about. All right, Peyton Manning, you live football. Like, you got nothing else to do with football. Your wife's probably going to leave you because you won't bang her because all you want to do is focus on football. And you had a questionable game. First game of the season, I'll give you that. I'm fine with that.
Old is he now? Like 37, right?
Yeah, I think he'll be 38 soon. But
I mean,
yeah.
He's on decline soon, bro. Or probably right now. His arm strength is gone.
He's still gone.
It's getting there. He's just still precise and accurate, but his arm strength is getting weaker and weaker.
Joe Montana was precise and accurate. And, I mean, dude, we have great receivers. Julius Thomas, the other Thomas, Demarius, those guys, those are Pro Bowl receivers. Those guys are badass. I know one's a tight end, so don't remind me. But, yeah, I mean, those guys are great. And Sanders.
Sanders, yeah.